My name's Lupe. I'm from CSUMB. And I live in Salinas.
My name's Rudy. I'm also from going to CSUMB, and I'm also from Salinas.
Can you guys tell me why you're here today?
Because this is bullshit that we're getting raided in our communities. We're not doing anything bad. And I'm including myself in it because I didn't have papers at a point in my life. So, you know, that car didn't change me. That didn't change my character. So I don't see what the big deal is.
I'm also here because I disagree with the raids. And I think that it's not cool that they're going into people's houses and not even telling them the truth. Just marching in, kind of lying to them basically to be able to get them out. And I just don't agree with that. And I'm here to kind of try and put a stop to it.
Why do you guys think that the government's doing this right now?
Because we're the terrorists, because we're different, and because they just feel threatened. I mean, they don't want it. Like, I don't understand, because this whole country was based on immigrants. So, you know, that's what makes this country. That's what makes it America. The whole fact that we're all intermingled. And, like, now they just don't want the change. They don't want the people here anymore. So they decide to dispose of us, like...
Why do you think the government's doing this right now?
I think it's just because of the big issue that with immigration right now, and I think they're just trying to like kind of tell people, kind of get them afraid of doing, getting jobs and that, and trying to get them afraid from coming over here. So I just think it's because of that.
Thank you guys very much.
Nosotros creemos que lo de los inmigrantes es un parte muy importante de la sociedad, de nuestro trabajo, que los derechos de los inmigrantes, que están uno de los sectores más oprimidos en la sociedad, es un parte de los derechos para todos nosotros como trabajadores. Y nosotros vienen de muchas comunidades, pero todos nosotros apoyamos la lucha de los inmigrantes para la justicia, para la amnistía, para un día con dignidad. ¡Sí se puede!
I'm a student at UCSC. My name is Guadalupe Zamora. I'm also a brown beret. I'm out here because my family is immigrant and because these raids have to stop. I mean, they go very silently and nobody really knows about them, and all the immigrant community is scared of it and doesn't even know what's going on or how to come like forward with like and confronting them like Mira. So we're out here to give information as well as protest of the Mira doing this. It's like to get back to like all the protests that have been going on in the early like the year, like March and May and all those protests, and now since they know how the community is coming together, they're trying to separate it by taking away the immigrants.
I'm here because I want my brown brothers and sisters to know how deeply the struggle is for all of us. That there's
Simba Kenyara, soy de Santa Cruz, estoy corriendo para el Concilio de Santa Cruz, pero esa no es la razón que estoy aquí hoy. La razón es porque yo siento que tenemos que todos los hermanos de color, los hermanos de raza africana, los hermanos de raza mexicana, latinoamericana, nos tenemos que unir.
Sometimes when I ride down Highway 1, and I watch my brothers and sisters in the fields, bent over, picking stuff, making money for other people that they'll never see. And there's no way I can't look at you and not see my brothers and sisters a couple of hundred years ago as slaves picking stuff for other white men, making them money.
Cuando yo estoy manejando en el freeway, en el uno, y veo a todos mis hermanos mexicanos, latinoamericanos que están en los campos columpinados, en los campos piscando la fresa, piscando la mora. No puedo pasar por ahí, ver eso y no pensar en mi propia raza hace 100 años que estaba haciendo la misma cosa. Estaban en los campos de algodón, piscando algodón para los jefes capitalistas de este país.
And right now, I think it's really, really important that we don't let these divisive forces actually divide us.
Y ahora yo pienso que es importante no permitir que estas fuerzas nos dividan.
Because the people that want us divided think they have a way to do it. And they think they can do it through the immigration issue. They think they can pit black people against brown people. I say the hell with them.
Porque la fuerza de inmigración, la migra, piensa que nos puede dividir con todo esto, con el problema de inmigración, con nuestra gente, piensa que puede dividir a la raza latinoamericana y la raza africana de este país, y yo les digo que no nos van a dividir.
Karen Osmondson, and I work, I'm a director for a preschool here in Watsonville. I'm a trustee on the Pato Valley Unified School District.
Can you tell me why you're out here today?
I'm out here because I think it's so, I can't think of anything, any other word for it, but disgusting, absolutely disgusting that the immigration would take away family members and leave their families without them and say that they're going to Mexico and they never can come back. I mean, that is so disgusting. I can't think of anything more horrible, absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Well, I mean, I think we just need to fight back in every way we can. And I think this town should make it illegal for the migra to come here. I think that I'm going to ask that the city council outlaw the immigration from our town.
My name is Juan, and I work at La Manzana Community Resources here in Watsonville. I'm out here with everybody to demonstrate our disgust with the recent migra raids here in Watsonville and to demand that they stop and that our people, immigrants, are able to work and stay here in the United States. You know, I think it's safe to say that there's a lot of scapegoating which is happening, and the economy's not doing so great, and so it makes sense for the ruling class to try to divide people, have working people fighting each other, and we're not going to stand for that.
My name is Danny, and I'm 13 years old, and I go to EA Hall.
I'm Edgar, and I go to Yehon, and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Andres, and I go to Lakeview, and I'm 12 years old.
So why are you guys out here today?
Because we don't want La Migra to take Mexicans back to Mexico.
Were you guys affected by the recent raids at all? Do you know people who were affected by it?
Yeah. One of my friends was like at her house, and the migra came to their house and took their parents away.
What is she doing now?
Going to school and staying with their uncle.
Why do you guys think that they're doing this right now to this community?
They don't want a lot of Mexicans here in the United States because they say that they make a lot of trouble here.
Do you guys believe that?
No.
And they say that they're taking jobs away.
Boy, I'm a man of many character. Poet Wordsworth caliber, holding thought like a Excalibur. Knight to the round table diameter. History's accumulating, war like ill cruise navigator. Microphone battling gladiator. Lyrical illustrator, picture painter. Social political commentator. Life narrator, people impersonating. Frat gathering investigator. And to my class boy, I'm no traitor. George Bush, world's number one dictator. In a party with no negotiator. A nation so apathetic, they vote in Terminator. That should be an indicator that they hide real politics from all spectator. I see you on a march, you demonstrator. Later, we'll be greater, we'll be greater. I see you on a march, you demonstrator. See you on a march, you demonstrator. See you on a march, you demonstrator. Later, we'll be greater, we'll be greater. See you on a march, you demonstrator. See you on a march, you demonstrator. See you on a march, you demonstrator. Later, we'll be greater. will be great.
Rhymes drop like the dimes drop in every slot, in every money palace that Las Vegas got. Ching ching, money money, we hear the world sing like they never even heard of Martin Luther King or Huey P. or Bobby Seale. Can you brag about that shit when people sweat in the mill? What's the deal? Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela, and Che Guevara, and that cootie fella might as well have never opened their mouth in the first. Enough ring fools in the prankle buster. Yo, shouts to Marley, Tariq Ali, all of them are men are revolutionary. Shouts to the people trying to make an improvement, all the men and women that are running the movement. It's your time now, the rains are falling, the damn walls cracking, revolution's calling. We plant these roots, they bring the monsoon. Fists in the air from here to Cancun.
I see you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator. Later, we'll be greater, we'll be greater. See you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator. Later, we'll be greater, we'll be greater.
Oh, you're a terrorist.
Fuck this.
Demonstrator, them a terrorist.
Fuck this.
Muslim, them a terrorist.
Fuck this.
But who the real terrorist?
Raise your fist. I see you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator. Later, we'll be greater, we'll be greater. See you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator. See you on the march, you demonstrator.